At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Welcome back to Bet Sweats with Jake Hassan and Kate Constable. We're in for Sam and Joe today. They will be back tomorrow and for the rest of the week. But you get me and Jake for about another hour and 40 minutes. What could be better than that? Not a whole lot, Jake. Not a whole lot. We just talked a little Heisman candidates, Heisman odds with the college football season coming to a close. We're going to talk college basketball with Isaac Trotter later in the show. We'll get to a little bit more week 11 NFL upcoming. But for now, Jake, NFL division odds or team futures, so to speak. Make miss playoffs, any division races that are close, the AFC North one that we had our eyes on last week with the Ravens and Steelers. Steelers lose to the Chargers, Ravens beat the Vikings. All of a sudden that race isn't exactly much of a race anymore with the Ravens somewhat running away with it, but even after their terrible start to the season, they're minus 230 right now to win that division. There are quite a few divisions that are already, you could say, completely wrapped up. NFC East with the Eagles, they're minus 4,000. The NFC South with the Bucks, they're minus 650. Carolina losing this past weekend to the Saints kind of took them not completely out of the running, but they certainly have an uphill battle. I mean, but let's be honest, Jake, I don't think anyone really thought the Carolina Panthers were going to win that division coming into the season anyway.
No, probably not. I want to circle back to what you said, like the first division you brought up. Are we sure the AFC North is done? Like, are we sure this is just the Ravens?
Well, maybe not if Joe Burrow comes back.
So, listen. I'm marinating on this take, percolating, if you will. But the Bengals are 20-1 to win that division, and it's pretty tightly grouped. Like, you look at the standings for the AFC North, the Steelers are in first right now at 5-4. Then it's the Ravens at 4-5, and the Bengals at 3-6. Now, this take and how you feel about it depends on how you feel about this week, because the Bengals play the Steelers this week. So that's point number one. The Bengals also still have both games against the Ravens still for those division games. So I'm just saying that if you think the Bengals can go to Pittsburgh this week and win, and then they have the Ravens at Baltimore November 27th, and then again at home on December 14th. Theoretically, if Joe Burrow is already practicing, and the 21-day practice window is open, he's probably back for that first Baltimore game on the 27th, right? So now, the problem is you host the Patriots after this week that you're going to Pittsburgh. So that's not great. The schedule's tough because you have the Steelers this week, then the Patriots, then the Ravens, then the Bills, then the Ravens again. Tough five-game stretch. But if you think the Bengals can win this week against the Steelers, I kind of think the Steelers stink. I'm just saying at 20-1, there's a path. And let's even say you lose that Patriots game, but then if you get Burrow back for that division game against the Ravens.
Yeah.
Just saying.
I don't hate that. Like, if we're talking about finding value in division races right now, there are not too many places where you can find value. Like, the Texans 13-1. I don't think they're coming back and winning that division over the Colts. I don't think the Raiders are coming back and winning that division at 300-1. Like, those big-time numbers, there aren't too many that you can bet. So I do think the Bengals, that is a shot, because if Joe Burrow weren't coming back, like, absolutely not. Save your money.
Yes, correct.
If you want to light it on fire, just send it my way. But the fact that Joe Burrow is returning, and returning probably sooner than later, especially with the 21-day window open, like, newsflash, he has to be back within 21 days. And you would imagine if he can get on the field, he's going to be playing. So I actually like that, Jake. The only concerning thing is how difficult the schedule is, because even after you host the Patriots, then it's the divisional game at Baltimore. Then you go at Buffalo, like another tough game, not a divisional matchup, but a very tough game. You're back home against Buffalo. And then you kind of cruise through the final portion of the season. And hopefully it doesn't come down to beating the Browns in week 18, but it certainly, I mean, it won't be between the Bengals and Browns by any means, but maybe you need that extra win in the division in order to secure that. Yeah. So I don't hate it. It's a good long shot. I think that's a great look.
The Bengals are one possession dogs against the Steelers this week. It's 5.5. It's one possession spread this week. So,
well, theoretically, I'm not interested in betting the Steelers.
No, of course, especially after the other night when Mike Tomlin's basically, not really, but kind of sort of throwing Aaron Rodgers under the bus, too, at the post-game presser. How would you evaluate Aaron Rodgers? Well, how would you? And then he gave you the Mike Tomlin death stare. Not great. Not what you want.
No, not great. We have some breaking news that we need to jump in here. Nico Harrison, the GM for the Dallas Mavericks, has been fired. Luka Doncic is having a celebration party this afternoon, if anyone would like to attend. This is from Shams. Dallas Mavericks and owner Patrick Dumont are expected to fire general manager Nico Harrison at a 10 a.m. Central press conference, their Central Time meeting on Tuesday, sources tell Tim McMahon. It felt like it was only a matter of time until Nico Harrison got fired after the Luka Doncic trade. Now, there were, if Kyrie Irving was healthy, if he were playing right now, like, the Mavs roster wasn't all that terrible coming into this year, and they had some success late in the season last year. Obviously, didn't go deep into the playoffs by any means. But his leash was exceptionally shorter after the Luka trade, just based on the reaction from the fans only. And then a 3-8 start so far this season, when you lucked into Cooper Flagg and the number one overall pick, not ideal.
This is so funny to me, because when you have a coach with a short leash, like, if this was Jason Kidd getting fired, then, like, okay, you kind of understand, like, you have the talent, you have the number one overall pick, you're doing nothing with it. But, like, the GM's so much different, because if it was that much bad blood from the Luka trade and you knew the GM was going to be on a short leash, even though he's not out there drawing up the X's and O's, why even start the season with him? Like, if you knew this was on the table, that, okay, we start 3-8, we're done, we're out. Like, why even start the season with him? Like, it's only been about a month. Why let him make, obviously it was a slam dunk. There was nothing to do except pick Cooper Flagg number one overall. But why even let Nico Harrison go through that draft or go through free agency and the offseason? Like, does this make sense? Am I missing something here? Like, am I the one that's being insane? I don't know.
No, if he's not good enough to finish out the season, why was he good enough to pick your roster to start this season? That's the question, essentially. Like why did you allow that?
If this all boils from the Luka thing, then, like, okay, great. I don't know. This is so bizarre to me, because
it does boil from the Luka thing. Shams also just tweeted, the Mavericks are firing Harrison 9 months after the jarring and stunning Luka Doncic trade, a move for which Dumont took accountability. Dumont's the owner, and accepted as a mistake in a courtside interaction with a fan on Monday night. The owner is telling fans that trading Luka Doncic, your franchise player, a 26-year-old that is a top three player in the league, he's telling fans that that was a mistake. And I almost, Jake, I almost want to say, like, good for Luka. Had Luka not gotten in shape this offseason, would Nico Harrison been fired? Like, that was part of the reason for trading Luka is, like, he's fat. He can't get in shape. He can't move. He can't play defense. He doesn't care. All of a sudden, Luka goes and disappears for 3 months in Slovenia or wherever he was, comes back just chiseled.
Comes back on the cover of Men's Health. Like, it's bam! Like, here we go. Like, in your eye hole. The only thing that I'm sad about now, because I looked, there's no Laker game tonight. I was so ready to bet Luka triple-double, alt overs. I'm going to do it tomorrow. Like, let's see. This is a bad job by me, filibustering as we pull this up. I mean, the Lakers. Oh, Lakers at Thunder tomorrow.
Oh, phenomenal.
We may have to do some stuff. Yeah,
that's intense
matchup, national television, and now the dance on Nico Harrison's grave. Oh, we're going to be betting some Luka props tomorrow. But it'll probably be in the room, though, too.
Luka's tweeted anything yet. Yeah, but that might be a spot where the room is just right.
The room just gets one. You just tip your cap. That's true.
But
that's so insane.
That's going to go down with, like, Nico Harrison. Does he get another GM job after something like that?
No way.
I kind of doubt it.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I mean, I guess maybe if you're a team that doesn't have a player like quite like Luka, where, like, you can't mess it up. Like,
hey man, come over here. You can't screw this up. We have no assets for you to trade. Come on over.
Like, that would be the, like, go to the Hornets or something where, like,
hey, come to Washington. We got nothing.
Yeah. You're not going to ruin this. But that is going to go down. Like, Nico Harrison's legacy as a general manager in the NBA is going to go down as the worst trade of all time.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be infamous. Like, it's going to be one of those things, like, on Twitter 20 years from now, we're going to be like, today, 20 years ago, like one of those like sports history Twitter pages, it's going to be like 20 years ago today at, you know, 11:53 p.m. Central or whatever it was, the Dallas Mavericks traded their 26-year-old superstar to the Los Angeles Lakers. And we're all like, oh, yeah. Like, it's going to be trivia someday. who was the general manager who traded Luka Doncic?
And I would love nothing. I'm a Luka fan. I would love nothing more than to see Luka go out and win a couple titles with the Lakers. Like, I don't necessarily want the Lakers to win the titles, but I would love for Luka to have that satisfaction of, you traded me. Not only did you get fired and won't get another job because it was such a boneheaded move, but I'm going to go on and have a ton of success with a franchise that you could have had me. Like, you could have had me.
Rip.
I just wonder this press conference is at 10 a.m. Central. Expected to fire. What is going to be the reasoning? Will it be first and foremost, Luka? Or will it be, we don't like the way we've started this season. We didn't, you know, roster construction in the off season. The trades we made aren't working type of thing. Like, what's the reason going to be? Because isn't it usually when like a team stinks, they go after the head coach first and then the GM? Like, Jason Kidd is safe. He's fine. Jason Kidd's not going anywhere.
Yeah. And that's what I mean. Like, that's what I was kind of getting at. Like, the head coach is usually the fall guy in these situations, especially this early. So I feel like, I mean, I guess they could say roster construction or just, but based on what you said, that tweet of the owner courtside last night, I mean, less than, you know, what, like 12 hours ago, basically, saying, oh, yeah, we made a mistake. Kind of makes me think that they're going to be honest and just say, listen, the fallout hasn't been worth it. And yeah, we lucked into the number one pick and we trust Jason Kidd, because they usually wheel Jason Kidd out for these too. You figure he's going to be up there as well to answer questions about, oh, where does the team go from here? How do you keep the team together? Blah, 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 blah. Like, I feel like they might just say, yeah, it was because of Luka. I think they can't say that because they probably won't take that humiliation on the chin like that. But I bet you they'll dance around it without outright saying it. And I hope there's a reporter, and I'm sure there will be, that has the guts enough to say, is this directly related to the Luka trade?
Yeah.
And we'll see what they say. I'm interested to see what they say.
I mean, for Patrick Dumont to tell a fan that that this was a mistake when he also accepted accountability for it, like, or when it happened, like, he had to sign off on it as well. Right. Now, the owner's not going to fire himself. He owns the team. Like, of course, he's not going to take accountability. But will he admit his part in that? I don't know. So we'll keep an eye on that. That's coming up at 10 Central. So just about 25 minutes from now.
Zach put it in the chat. The Mavs plus 240 to make the playoffs. It's not like the West, especially the bottom of that playoff picture, is crazy good. Like, the Suns are currently your 8 seed at 6-5. Warriors are your 7 seed, also at 6-5. Like, it's early, 3-8. Yeah, it's not awesome for the Mavs, but I mean,
we're 11 games into the season. There's 82 games.
And once Kyrie Irving comes back, and as Cooper Flagg starts to round into form,
right,
there might be a bye point coming for the Mavs.
At the bottom with the Pelicans. They are not comparable in terms of talent, those two. Mavs are significantly better. I would, if I were going to bet anything, Mavs make or miss the playoffs, plus 240 to make the playoffs. They're better than the Blazers. They're better than the Grizzlies. Those two teams are sitting in play-in right now. They're better than the Suns. Yeah. Like, they'll make the play-in, if anything. Like, that would be where I would take them right now. But I think they could win a play-in game and make the playoffs with the talent that they have. Plus, isn't Anthony Davis injured again right now? Doesn't he have some sort of eye deal? Yeah. Or is he just wearing goggles?
Some sort of eye deal? Sure.
Well, I know he's got an eye situation.
He's missed the last 5 games. All right. Okay. Hear me out. Once Davis and Irving are back, that might be a bye. Like, we don't do it now. We wait for the bottom to fall out a little bit more.
That's could a great point. All right, a look at this week's college football slate on the other side. This is Bet Sweats on the BetMGM Network.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.